Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The number of laboratory-confirmed COVID-19 cases in Wyoming on Monday rose to 389, plus 131 probable cases and 343 recovered cases, according to the Wyoming Department of Health. The total number of deaths statewide remains at 7. Nearly 9,500 tests have been conducted statewide. The new numbers come as the state goes on about the business of reopening the economy. State legislators are deciding how to allocate the $1.25 billion received from the federal government's coronavirus relief bill. Most, if not all, Wyoming schools have made the decision to keep their doors closed until the fall. And protests against the government's shutdown policies have broken out across the state. Locally, dozens met in Cody City Park last Friday, calling the response heavy-handed and perhaps unconstitutional. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon said the state will begin easing some COVID-19 related restrictions this week, but warned other measures will remain in place. Barbershops, salons, and gyms will likely be allowed to reopen with operational modifications necessary to protect customers and employees. As to bars and restaurants reopening, the governor's office says that may take longer to achieve. He plans to hold a press conference later today to discuss measures being taken to put Wyoming back to work, but warns if conditions warrant reinstating restrictions to protect public health, they will be put back in place. Park County Commissioner Jake Fulkerson has announced his candidacy for a second term. Fulkerson is wrapping up his first four-year stint on the commission and cites his experience working on Park County's troubled budget. Fulkerson was appointed co-chair of the Wyoming County Commissioners Elections and Land Use Committee in 2016 and vows to continue to work to ensure public lands access, economic development, and land use planning, plus county safety and health. Fulkerson has many years' experience in the banking industry and served on Park County School District's number 6 school board for 8 years. He makes his home in Cody with his wife and has 2 grown children.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal, Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring, more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times, calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1448.
Investigators are trying to determine what sparked a house fire in South Cheyenne Saturday evening. Cheyenne Fire Rescue Prevention Chief Byron Matthews says firefighters were called to the 1100 block of Concerto shortly after 6:30 p.m. Upon arrival, they found flames in the bedroom and hallway. The crews had the blaze under control 8 minutes later. Working smoke alarms alerted the family of the fire and no injuries were reported. The fire caused an estimated $155,000 worth of damage to the house and its contents. A Casper man in his 50s died Sunday after an incident occurred while he was scuba diving with several other people at Alcova Reservoir. The man's name has not yet been released, and the circumstances which led to his death remain under investigation. Dispatch received a 911 call at 10:49 a.m. Sunday from a person who reported a possible drowning at Alcova near Cottonwood Beach Campground. The man in distress was reportedly unconscious. Others in his group provided CPR and first aid before medics and law enforcement arrived. When authorities got to the scene, they continued CPR before the man was flown via helicopter to Wyoming Medical Center. He was pronounced dead at the hospital shortly after noon. Further details of the incident have not yet been released. This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.